The White House launched a new program last month that allows regular citizens to sponsor refugees from around the world. Welcome Corps is intended to make the refugee resettlement process easier and more welcoming. Anyone who can get together a group of at least five people and raise some money can participate. Anya McMurray is President and Chief Operating Officer of Welcome.us. Anya, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Big picture, what is the goal of getting regular U.S. folks together to help sponsor refugees?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. One, it's to expand our capacity to welcome here in America. And we know it's one thing we're actually quite good at. And so by bringing everyday Americans into that process, we're opening up a system that creates more room for them to do just that. And also, we know that it will have better outcomes for the people who we are welcoming. We will be better able to get them settled, get them set up in their new communities, get their kids enrolled in school, and ultimately put them on solid ground to flourish in our new communities.
What's the first step if somebody's thinking, yeah, I've got some friends or community members or whatever, we could do this thing?
Yeah, well, it starts with a simple trip to a website, welcomecorps.org. There's a step-by-step process that you'll find some background information on what you can expect about this life-changing opportunity. And as you said at the beginning, it's finding a group of friends, maybe folks in your neighborhood or members of your church or synagogue, book club. Lots of different ways that you can do this. You have to raise a little bit of money, about $2,000, just over $2,000 per newcomer that you support. And then there's an application process. And we've got systems in place to help you along the process every step of the way.
And the refugees themselves, can you talk a little bit about what they are going through and what kind of screening procedures they go through before they can participate in this?
Sure. These are folks who are a part of what's called the U.S. refugee admissions process. They have been thoroughly vetted. They've been identified by the United Nations, by UNHCR. They've been thoroughly vetted by UNHCR as well as several different component parts of the United States government. They have been deemed to be people in need of refuge, and they have had health clearings as well. So these folks are in the pipeline of individuals who've been determined to be safe, who have real need, and who Americans can provide an opportunity to start a new life here.
All right, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here now. We've got our group of five or more people. A refugee is coming. The sponsors have to have a welcome plan to get ready. What goes into that?
Sure. The welcome plan includes things like, where do you think this person will be able to find housing? Do you have a lead on an apartment? Maybe there's a landlord you know that would help reduce the rent. Where would their child go to school? How would you get them signed up for some of the benefits that they'll be eligible for? It's a step-by-step process that makes sure that you've wrapped your mind around the things that you'll need to do to make this a successful transition for this family. But it's also not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's really done in a way that breaks it down into bite-sized pieces. And I think that the thing that we try to remind folks is, all we're asking is for you to be the tour guide to your community, help them navigate systems that most of you know really well already. And to the extent you don't, there's a helping hand just around the corner to help you solve any problems you come up against.
Yeah, this I think that's a really big point. There is a serious commitment here, but it's not, make a bed in the spare room and this person's going to live with you for a year. There's a serious commitment, but it doesn't sound necessarily overwhelming.
That's right. It is. I think that's right. It's a serious commitment because you are offering really a pathway to a new life for someone. Those folks come with a lot of experiences. Many of them have been through some traumatic situations and are in need of a new opportunity. But What's great about this program is that it really provides a lot of the support systems that you'll need to make the most of it and to provide that really once in a lifetime opportunity. And one thing I'll say is what we hear over and over again from Americans who've been doing this is it changes their life every bit as much as it changes the newcomer they're welcoming. It's really a transformative experience.
Now, this Welcome Corps program itself is pretty new. What kind of response are you getting so far?
Well, the response has been overwhelming. It launched just a couple weeks ago, and we've had over 20,000 Americans sign up already who are eager to get started.
I know refugee admission numbers have gone down since the modern program started over the last 30 years. Are there enough refugees in need waiting and eligible for all these people to help them on board?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. Unfortunately, one of the things that we know is true in this world is that people will always need a safe place to go. And America has such an amazing tradition of being that place for so many families for generations and generations. And what we are just tremendously excited about with this program is the opportunity to invite more Americans into that experience of helping refugees land on their feet.
Anya, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's Anya McMurray, President and Chief Operating Officer of Welcome.us. She talked to us about Welcome Corps, the new program that allows regular citizens to sponsor refugee resettlement in their communities. You can find more information if you think you might be interested. Just look for that website, Welcome.us.